Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. This is Brian Wilkie speaking. Thank you to our listeners. We are very grateful for your encouragement and support. Remember that you can always visit our website, goodnewschristianministries.ca, for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. Today, as we look together into God's Word, our theme is worthy. Jesus Christ is worthy. And here's a scripture from John's Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 to 14. John sees this vision of Christ's power, of Christ's glory, and of Christ's destiny. When he writes these words, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.' Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat down on the throne, and when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God. From every tribe and language and people and nation, you made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.' Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' And then I heard every creature, in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them, singing, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.' And the four living creatures said, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshipped." This is the word of God proclaiming the glory of Jesus Christ. Now here's a prayer to start the day with, in the form of a song. The song is called Lauds by Steve Bell from his album Sons and Daughters.
Drive far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your ways. Grant that having cheerfully done your will, this day we may with thanksgiving rejoice and give you thanks. Through the one who lives and reigns with you forever, and the spirit of the great unsounded deep, in the tenderest compassion, the morning star has risen to shine upon our darkness, to light a path to peace. Drive far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your ways. Grant that having cheerfully done your will, this day we may, when night comes, rejoice and give you thanks. May we, when night comes, rejoice and give.
As we begin today our message on this theme of worthy, we have to ask the question, what do we mean when we say worthy? Many people obtain great fame, great honor, great wealth. Many people wield the instruments of power. And sometimes we find that the people who hold that great gift don't necessarily come up to our estimation of being worthy. Being worthy doesn't mean that you have something. It means that you deserve something. And having something doesn't mean you're necessarily worthy of it. We use our discernment. We take a close look at someone's characteristics. And I've got friends who are great fans of sport, and they look at the draft choices at hockey or the awards for most valuable player, and they often have a different opinion than the people who make that choice on the networks and in the television screen. They will often say, well, yes, that's a good player, but that other player, he's really worthy of that honor. We look at people around us, and we see people who aren't necessarily making it well in life. They aren't getting all the breaks. But somehow or other, we see something in them that makes us say they really deserve better. In fact, sometimes it's when people are at their worst, in the worst situations, at the most disadvantaged. It's at those times sometimes that we see the real worthiness of a person, when they don't have what they ought to have. And of course, when we look at Jesus Christ, we see that he receives worship from his church, from all those who have found salvation in him. He receives trust and honor from the people of the earth, from millions upon millions of people who have found in him life and love, forgiveness and grace, and he's worshiped. To worship Jesus is to give him an honor, and to declare that he is worth our honor and our praise. Now, some people give honor to people simply because they hold power. You see people following around celebrities who have a great deal of fame, and you get the feeling that some people attach themselves to celebrities just to be in the limelight, just to catch a bit of their glow. Not because they necessarily think that that celebrity is worth all the attention, but because there are benefits from being involved with that person. Likewise, there are those who follow and participate in political power and in following after wealthy or attractive people, because they want to receive some of the benefits of that, not necessarily because they think the person is worthy of the power or the honor that they hold. It's possible that some follow Jesus because they love power and they hope that Jesus will give them power. It's possible that some follow Jesus out of pure self-interest, out of simply a desire to save themselves. And while that's a very smart position to be in, that is to know that your salvation lies in Jesus Christ is a great thing. But we are called to recognize something greater in Jesus than just his utility for us. We are presented with the character and the person of Jesus Christ, and we are presented with someone who is worthy of our honor, not just someone that it is useful to follow. We see that so much in the story of Jesus. At times when Jesus is sort of on top of the world, when people see him as a teacher who speaks with authority, and when they say that, they say he's a person who's worth listening to. They hear his words and his wisdom, and they think to themselves, that's right, this guy is speaking the truth. He's opening up the scriptures to us. He's revealing the Father to us. And they honor him with their attention and their listening. And when Jesus performs many miracles, there are those who follow him simply because they want to get fed. They've seen him turn water into wine, or they've seen him multiply loaves and fishes, and they simply want to get some of those benefits. They don't look at Jesus. They look at the benefits. But then there are those who look at the one who shows such compassion upon the sick, who notices the needs of the hungry and the poor, who preaches good news to the outcast and the lost. They look at Jesus and they say, even if I don't receive a healing from him, even if I don't receive bread from him, he is worthy of my attention, worthy of my love. There was times when Jesus was filled with majesty and power, like when the disciples saw him upon the mountain talking with Moses and Elijah, and a voice came from heaven saying, this is my son with whom I am well pleased, listen to him. And they knew that Jesus was worthy of honor and glory. They saw it in the circumstances and in the honor that God the Father himself gave his own son. But then there are those times when Jesus' glory shines through unexpectedly. It's like when the thief was upon the cross, at first mocking Jesus, and then considering again this man who hung dying beside him, the man who called out from the cross, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. The man who looked at his mother Mary and his disciple John and saw their needs and reached out to them from the cross. The man who took insult and mockery, who took flogging and torture and even death itself. And he said to the other thief, do you not fear God? For we are under the same condemnation as this man. But we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. And then he looked to Jesus and said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What did the thief see in Jesus? He saw this broken man on the cross who was worthy of honor, worthy of praise, worthy of devotion. Jesus Christ, even in the worst circumstances, shines through in the love of God, in the character that he's had from all eternity, in the giving sacrifice that he has given towards all of us. And when we see Jesus raised from the dead, don't we say, this is the man who deserved, if anyone ever deserved, to have his circumstances turned around, if anyone ever deserved to be honored for the love that he'd shown and the faithfulness he'd shown to the Father, if any man ever deserved to be raised from the dead, it's Jesus Christ. There are times when we can look at that resurrection with joy simply because the right thing was done, that God honored his Son. It's an extra for us. It's a bonus for us that we benefit from his death and resurrection. But even if we did not, he would be worthy of what the Father bestowed upon him, the kingdom and the grace. I thank God that he gives us such a gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. But I'm thankful simply that he allows our eyes to see the one who is worthy of all honor and glory and power, all riches, all devotion, all grace. This is Jesus Christ, worthy of all things, presented to us in the cross and the resurrection, and presented to us today by the Holy Spirit, continuing to reveal the Father and the Son to us through his word and through his work within our hearts. Let's pause here to listen to a beautiful song by Sarah Groves, Love is Such a Worthy Cause. from her album Tell Me What You Know. Be no doubt that Jesus Christ is worthy of all that the angels in heaven declared about him, and what the elders, the thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 who circled the throne and shared in the praise of God, the angels, the elders, the saints, and the living creatures around the throne of God. He is worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. So what do? To honor him. What is he worthy of in our lives? Well, it's fairly obvious that when we commit our lives to Jesus Christ, we're saying he's worthy of our trust. He's worthy of all our trust. He's worthy of our trust in good times and in bad. He's worthy of our trust when we're feeling great and when we're going through difficulties. He's worthy of all that we have. To be worthy of all is to say that he's not worthy of just what we have extra, our spare time, the money that we have that is not needed for our own indulgences. He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of our lives, all of our lives, not just the golden years when we'll get around to following Jesus, but the years in which we have strength in our limbs, our youth, and even our childhood. Jesus Christ is worthy of a whole life given to him. How much we regret, once having discovered Jesus, that we didn't turn to him earlier. How often people turn to Jesus late in life and thinking that they've throughout their life thinking that by avoiding God they have benefited themselves somehow. But when they finally do find God, they realize how much they missed in the years that they allowed to drift away and be used for their own purposes instead of used in worship and service of the worthy God. When we say that Jesus is worthy of all honor and all riches and all praise, then we recognize that he is worthy for to receive everything from us. And sometimes we make the mistake of offering only the best of what we believe we have to God and holding back those talents or those skills that we think are not quite up to scratch. How often we sing to the children hymns about how even the smallest gift is a good gift if it's given with love. And yet we ourselves as adults are ashamed of our talents, ashamed of our opportunities, ashamed of our words, and we don't use them for God because we think they're not good enough. He's worthy of all of it. Yes, he deserves the best, he deserves better, but he deserves what we have to be offered for his glory and service, whatever we have. If we only have a little love, then offer it to him. If we only have a little bit of courage, then use it for him. If our talent is small, use it for him. And don't hold back, because he deserves everything. When we honor him with our whole lives, do we honor him with our time? Do we honor him with our attention? With our obedience? Does his word get all the attention it deserves? What's wonderful about Jesus Christ is that he accepts the gifts that we give. He accepts the honor that we give him. And he equips us by his Holy Spirit so that what we give is multiplied, what we give is glorified, and what we think to be the weakest part of our offering, God turns into something he uses for great glory in his life. So give it to Jesus without restraint, without worrying, without shame, but give to Jesus the life that he's given you daily as a worship. In the Old Testament, there were some offerings given to God that were a whole burnt offering, not just the best parts of the animal, but every part was offered to God. And that's the standard for our life, when we give our lives as a living sacrifice to Jesus Christ, to be totally transformed by his Spirit and his love. So let's continue to honor God in his worthiness. Let's continue to serve him and glorify him and give him all that he deserves, for he is indeed worthy. Let's pray together. Lord, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased people for God. From every tribe and language and people and nation, you have made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve you, our God. And we will serve you, God. We will honor and glorify you with our lips and our hands and our thoughts and our lives. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Amen. Thank you, listeners, for your encouragement, prayer, and financial support. You keep us on the air week by week. If you can, please make out a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G 1W0. You will get a receipt at income tax time. Be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now, to conclude our program, here is the song, You Are Worthy, written by Michael Card from his album, Unveiled Hope. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
I wept for none was worthy to open the scroll or to look upon what it contained. And then a voice said, see the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So I looked to the Lion and saw a lamb that was slain. You are worthy to take up and open the scroll, for you are the lamb that was slain. Glory and honor to the one on the throne, to the Lamb who lives and reigns.
Worthy is that Lamb that was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, and strength, and honor and glory and praise evermore. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. From every tribe and language, every people and nation, your blood purchased men for God. You won them a kingdom by your salvation and made them priests to serve our God, to serve our God.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio.